Parshas told us, we begin chapter 1. Everyone knows what we say on Motzei Shabbos. After Havdalah, we say Vitan Lecha, brachas that we tell each other, that really, these are brachas that Yitzchak benched, blessed Yaakov. Here we go. Commenting on the verse, Vayitan Lecha, which literally means, and may he give you, the Medrash states that Yaakov was blessed with 10 blessings. If you count that bracha, you'll see there's 10 specific brachas. Says the Medrash, why 10? Corresponding to the 10 utterances with which the world was created. By using the term corresponding to, it is clear the Torah indicates that these matters are similar, not merely in their number, but also that the concepts themselves share a connection with each other. And it is because of this intrinsic connection between these matters that they also correspond in their number. You see, Yiddishkeit Judaism teaches us that numbers, if Torah says these two numbers are similar, it's not just like randomly we found one thing with 10, another thing with 10, oh, they're similar 10. No, really, they're inherently the same, or they're very, very similar inherently. Because of that, their numbers are also the same. The way our minds work is that when we want to understand a concept, we start with what comes later and work backwards to what came earlier. We see the effect, and from it, we try to grasp its cause. We focus on a matter that is simple, And from there we learn, right? We extrapolate from it an understanding of something more complex. Understanding the true relationship between concepts requires real insight into their essence. However, that essence is not immediately evident. By contrast, the numerical correspondence can be seen by anyone. This does not require deep contemplation regarding the inner nature and potential of these matters. All that is necessary is to count, and we can see that number, that the numbers match. Once we notice this numerical correspondence, we realize something deeper is involved. Upon deeper thought, it is possible to realize that the reason for the correspondence is that the concepts themselves are inherently connected. In other words, the Medrash, the reason why the Medrash comments on Yitzchak's blessings to Yaakov and saying, hey, there are 10 blessings that Father Isaac blessed his son Jacob. Oh, you know why there's 10? Because there's also 10 words with which God creates the world. Like, let there be light is considered one utterance. In other words, there's 10 utterances that God creates the world. And 10 blessings that Yitzchak benches Yaakov. Blesses Yaakov. So, right? And there's a lot of things that are 10. But the Medrash doesn't say all those 10 things. It says, these two things are correspond. Says the Rebbe, it can't mean that it's just corresponding because the numbers are aligned. This is Torah. Torah gives you the truth of all the matters. So yes, everyone can tell that they're both 10. But that's only a window into a deeper insight to realize why these two concepts are really aligned. And therefore the numbers are the same. So obviously, we're going to the point of tonight is to explain what the connection that Yaakov Avinu's brachas that he got from Yitzchak, you know, what's the connection to Hashem creating the world? But first, Rebbe gives an example for this. Chapter 2. To provide an example of this concept, our sages teach us that the 248 positive commandments correspond to 248 limbs of the body. We are taught that that every person has 248 limbs. 248 limbs. And that's exactly how many mitzvahs we have. Positive mitzvahs, which means to-dos. We have 248. And the 365 negative commandments correspond to the 365 giddim. Now, giddim, we translate here on footnote 4, is an inclusive term referring to blood vessels, sinews, and major nerves. There's 365 of that. Loosely, we translate it as veins. So in a person's body, every person is made of 248 limbs and 365 veins. But really, again, we explained really veins also mean major nerve sinews and blood vessels. By the way, just for the record, it's not every person, it's only males, by the way. That's a side point. But the point is that the male body has these two numbers, 248 limbs and 365 veins, or giddim. And guess what? It's the exact same numbers of how many positive mitzvahs you're supposed to do. 248 positive mitzvahs, like keep Shabbos, put tefillin, get tzedakah, etc. And 365, do nots. Don't eat non-kosher, etc. So the connection is not merely numerical. It's not just, look how cool it is. The numbers are the same. No. Instead, the concepts themselves share an intrinsic relationship. Why? You know why? Because mitzvahs are the limbs and the veins of your neshama. And your neshama will match your body, because your neshama and your body, your soul and your body, are fully aligned with each other. Your neshama lives in your body. So the mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, is comprised of 248 positive, 365 negative. Those are the limbs and the veins of your neshama. Therefore, it's the same number as the veins and the limbs of your body, because your soul and body need to be aligned. But here's the point we're ever saying. It's not that we learn about it because the numbers are aligned. No, because they're aligned, different the numbers are aligned. Because the body and soul are inherently meant for each other, so of course the numbers have to match. Why is there a thing we know that whenever anybody had any problems in life, any problem, physical problems, health, monetary, whatever, anything physical, they would write to the Rebbe. The Rebbe almost always would tell people, fix something in your spiritual life. What's the connection? How would fix something in your spiritual life help your physical health issue? Everyone would say, because a yid, their spiritual life is the source of their physical life. Because your purpose comes before you. When you create a business, the intention of the business came before the business, right? First, I want to make money. This is a good way to make money. So now I create the purpose of the business came before the business. So your purpose comes before you. So what Hashem wants of you to fill your day and your world with mitzvahs came first, and then came you to be aligned with that. So first there's mitzvahs. Your neshama needs the mitzvahs for its own spiritual health, and in return, the neshama, a healthy neshama, gives a healthy body, creates a healthy body. Of course, the limbs of your neshama, namely the mitzvahs, need to match with your body, because they're inherently connected. Your physical and your spiritual come hand in hand. First, if you're part of a mission, first you're given a mission, and then you're given the resources to fulfill your mission. Understand what comes first? First, I'm giving you a mission. Now I'll give you what you need. Your body is there as a means to fulfill your neshama's purpose, which is the mitzvahs. So of course these things are all aligned. So now everything makes sense. Why was Yaakov blessed with 10 blessings? Because the number 10 plays a critical role in three ways. The world exists every moment with 10 utterances. Why 10? Because there's 10 commandments, 10 Aseres HaDibros, which is the Torah. So the motivation behind, the purpose behind the world being created every second is the Torah. Therefore, the 10 Dibros, 10 commandments, will match the 10 utterances, because that's the motivation behind the world that's being created every minute for that purpose. And once a Yid fulfills, and every Yid is called a Yisrael, and Yaakov's name is Yisrael, we're all like Yaakov, we're all mini Yaakovs. When we do the mitzvahs in the world, because every mitzvah requires a physical component, you can't do mitzvahs spiritually. But the coin, the leather wrap, the candle, it's always physical. when you combine the two, when the Yid combines this physical with the mitzvahs, the spiritual, you know what happens? He gets blessings also in 10. It draws down blessings. So hence, we go back to the beginning of the whole sikha tonight, which is, why did Yaakov get blessings that equal 10 blessings? It all matches. The world needs your mitzvahs, and when you do mitzvahs with the physical world, you get the same number of blessings. They all, right? Think about it. You give somebody a mission, and then you keep giving them power to fulfill the mission. So the blessings empower us to keep being here and doing what Hashem needs from us.